Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode is one that we are really super excited about. What number are we on? 99 episodes. We are on the cliff to dive into triple digits of episodes. It's really cool, isn't it?
Yes.
So this is an important episode, but not to tease it too much, but we have some cool stuff planned, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Episode 100. We've got some things up our sleeves. So you're definitely going to want to stick around. Well, maybe not. I mean, you could listen to other episodes if you wish, but next week we're going to be coming out with episode 100 and we've got some really cool stuff planned. Are you pumped?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I think we've got a couple firsts. We got some cool stuff planned. So we definitely check out episode 100 coming out next week. But that's next week. Let's focus on this week.
Yes.
We've got some really neat things that have been going on lately. We've had the Olympics. We've had all kinds of winter sports and the Super Bowl and all of that stuff. And so now that all that kind of stuff has kind of died down, we're going to dive back to some kind of more typical trivia, right?
Yes.
So we're gonna dive into some TV trivia today. We know that everybody loves a good TV trivia session. And so the one we're going to be doing today is sitcom TV. Do you watch some sitcoms?
I do.
Like, what are your favorite ones?
Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Full House.
Full House. Yep. Yeah. So sitcoms, for those of you that don't know, a sitcom is a situational comedy. And it basically means that there is a set of characters that are in a general reoccurring area, like an apartment or a town or whatever, and they get put into different situations and different fun things happen. That's what makes a sitcom. So sitcoms can be animated, can be real life, can be somewhat serious, can be mainly funny. They can be a lot of different things. I think one of my favorite ones, The Office. That's probably one of my favorite sitcoms.
No, 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 God, please, no, no, no.
It's great. All right, if you're just joining us for the first time or for the 99th time, we just want to give you a quick idea of how this podcast works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in 3 rounds of 5 questions each. As each round goes by, the questions are going to get a little more difficult. This first round of questions, most of the people in the car at home are going to be able to get correct. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. Here we go. Question 1, sitcoms trivia. This sitcom is about a young man who moves from Philadelphia to live with his very rich aunt and uncle in their home in Western Los Angeles.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is correct. I wasn't expecting you to say in your opening statement that your favorite sitcom was The Fresh Prince, but that's okay. And it's really funny that if you don't know anything about The Fresh Prince, all you have to do is watch the intro and you get to learn everything you need to know.
Yep.
Because the whole show is explained in the theme song. It's a pretty epic theme song, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think most people know it. It's pretty cool. Question 2. The character of SpongeBob lives under the sea in this kind of fruit.
Pineapple.
A pineapple is correct. Now, do you think a pineapple would float?
Yeah, probably.
I think it would. So how is the pineapple under the sea?
Maybe it's got roots in the sand.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. Or maybe it's just a cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon logic. That makes no sense. And Nickelodeon doesn't care.
It's true. It does not need to make sense.
And then scientists are going, no.
I mean, there's a lot of things. There's like fire that happens in the water.
Yes.
And like they have a how do you run a grill?
underwater.
Yes. If SpongeBob touches water and he foams up, he's literally walking in water.
Yeah.
How come he isn't huge all the time?
That's true. It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense, everyone. Question three. What job do Sheldon and Leonard have on The Big Bang Theory? Don't think about it too hard.
I don't watch any of those shows.
No? What are all four of them?
Smart people.
Yep. And what kind of a job would a really smart person have? Like a really smart, specifically in science.
Physicists.
They're scientists, yes. Scientists, physicists, yep. That we would take any of those answers. But yes, they are researchers. That's their whole job. So you don't even really need to watch Big Bang Theory to know that, because you kind of know that they're nerds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So question four. This classic TV sitcom features a group of tourists whose three-hour tour gets shipwrecked and leaves them to fend for themselves on a deserted island.
This is comedic?
Mm-hmm. It's an old show. The big hint, deserted island. It might even be in the title.
I don't know.
The answer, I bet you there's a bunch of people in the car that are maybe a little bit older who are just screaming it at the top of their lungs. The answer is Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Oh. It's actually similar to The Fresh Prince, where the theme song explains the whole story. Like how they got on the island. They were in a tour. They did a three-hour tour and they got shipwrecked and are now on the island and they have to just survive and all of the funny things that happen to them when they're on the island. That's what it's about.
Okay.
I think you would actually kind of like it. I think you should look up Gilligan's Island and watch some reruns.
What's it on?
That's a great question. I have no idea. It's an older TV show, so. Question five. What city is the main setting for the sitcom Seinfeld?
I'm frustrated with you with these questions.
Apparently, these are hard. I didn't think these were that difficult, but apparently, these are hard. You don't have to watch Seinfeld to know where this is. It's such a, like a, I don't know, you just absorb this stuff being alive. Take a guess.
Philadelphia.
That was what I thought you were going to guess. And it's incorrect. It's not Philadelphia. Name another big city.
New York.
New York is correct. It is in New York. So if we ever do get a chance to go to New York, you can actually see some of the landmarks that they filmed at. Like some of them are like, they take pictures and stuff of real places and use them as like the backdrop, but they don't actually like film there. They're sets, but they like, oh, this is the soup place and this is the diner and all that stuff. So those are real places, which is kind of cool. Well, and just like that, folks, we are going to wrap up the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is two for five?
Yeah.
All right. I will say those might have been a little tough. I've been hard on him, and that's okay. We're going to bounce back in the next round. The questions are going to get a little more difficult, but I think I got faith in the lad. I think he's going to do well on this. We call this next round
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. And this is where he makes his glorious comeback. So here we go. Question six. What high school do Zach Morris and his friends attend in the teen sitcom Saved by the Bell? Hint, I have a mug, and it says it right on Bayport. The mug. Bayport is incorrect. Bayport is a high school near us. You are so close. You are so close, and you're going to kick yourself when I say it.
That's Bayport.
It's Bayside. Bayside High School is the answer. It's the Bayside Tigers, home of the Tigers. You were on the right page. You were on the right track. But I'm a big Saved by the Bell fan, and I have a mug that I got from my sister-in-law. It's a great mug.
You also got a lacrosse pillow from her.
I did. She gives the greatest gifts. Question number 7. How many kids are in the family on the Brady Bunch?
Eight
is incorrect. You're on the right track again. There's a lot of kids. It is six. Six kids. Three kids from each parent when they got together. That brings them into six. It's tough. I'm sorry. And you know what? I probably should have gone back and looked at these. Are all pretty old sitcoms. These aren't newer ones.
So I know.
That's why you're struggling a little bit. That's okay. I bet you, like I said, I bet you there's some parents in the car that are like, totally. I'm 7 for 7. This has been great. That's okay. It's okay to struggle sometimes. Question number 8. This long-running sitcom's title states that it's always sunny in what city?
Philadelphia.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia is correct. Good job. That one was a little easier, right?
Yes, because you talk about it all the time.
I don't talk about it all the time. It is a good show, though. I will say that. But all right, here we go with question number 9. What sport does Ted coach on the sitcom Ted Lasso?
Football
or
soccer
is correct. Now, the fun part about that show, if you've never seen that show, the lad's never seen it, but again, you don't have to have seen the show to know these things. And so Ted Lasso is a American football coach, and he gets hired to coach soccer, and he actually gets kind of hired to, like, almost as a joke. But he's such a good coach that he actually coaches the team to do really well. So it's kind of cool. I think we were talking about how you might start watching that show a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd love to rewatch it again. It's a great show. All right. The final question in the Mind Mover round, question 10. What is the name of the bar in the show Cheers, where everybody knows your name?
Another 80s show.
Again, don't think too hard about this one.
Cheers.
Cheers is correct. I tried to like kind of sneak one by and throw you a curveball. But yes, Cheers is the name of the bar. It's a real bar located in Boston.
Yes.
The mom's been there. She
got you a mug.
Yep, she brought a mug home from that. It's pretty cool. All right. A little bit of redemption for the lad. He did better in that round. Yeah, you did. You only missed two in that round, I think. So yeah, you did better. So excellent job. All right. But now, folks, we got to warn you, the questions are about to get incredibly difficult. So difficult. I'm a little fearful for the lad at this point. But that's okay. Again, we're doing great. It's all about having a good time.
One.
Only one? All right. So if you've been listening, I like to talk about the safety apparatuses that you're allowed to have to prepare yourselves for the next round of trivia. So the most important thing that I think is really important, I think you should have a waterproof jacket on.
What?
A waterproof jacket. You got to stay dry. You get wet. Oh, you're going to be miserable. Because this next round is the hardest questions, and we call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. What instrument does Ted steal in the first episode of How I Met Your Mother?
Bagpipes.
Oh, that would be, that is a great guess. I know you've never seen this show, but that is a great guess. And this is not an 80s show, but this is an early 2000s show. And
still 20 years
old. And it, don't say those things. That makes me feel old. The instrument that we are talking about is a blue French horn.
Is it made out of plastic?
It is not. They took a French horn and painted it blue. And they had it up on the wall in the restaurant, and he steals the blue French horn to prove his love to the person that he's with. It's a big theme. It's like it comes back like a million times throughout the show. It's a pretty cool show once you get a little older. It's definitely not a kid's show. Question 12. What TV show does Tim the Toolman Taylor host inside of the sitcom Home Improvement?
What show?
Yep. In the show Home Improvement, Tim the Toolman Taylor is he's a actor. And he hosts a TV show in the TV show. Do you know what that show is called?
Home Improvement.
That's a great guess. I've done that a couple times to you today, but that is incorrect. The show that is inside of Home Improvement is called Tool Time. Tool Time with Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Okay.
Oh, the lad is fuming right now. If you could,
we're gonna have a talk after this episode.
I don't know if you can feel this, but his rage is starting to overflow.
Another 80s show.
All right, we might have to theme this old sitcoms.
Yes.
Here we go. Question 13. Oh, this is not gonna help. Question 13. Arthur Fonzarelli, one of the main characters in the show Happy Days, goes by what nickname?
I'm sorry. Who?
Can I give
Arthur
you
Arthur Arzarelli?
Fonzarelli. I'm going to say that again. Arthur Fonzarelli.
Fonz.
The Fonz or Fonzie is correct. That's what he goes by. Do you know, how do you know Fonz?
I don't.
Have you been to Milwaukee before?
Yeah, but
have you seen the statue?
There's a lot of statues in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, there is a bronze statue of the Fonz. He's the guy in the black leather jacket with both of his thumbs in the air, and he goes, hey. And they call it the Bronze Fonz in Milwaukee. Because the show Happy Days was actually set, like the show itself was set in the city of Milwaukee, which is kind of cool.
No, I've never seen that.
You actually know who the Fonz is, though. His name is Henry Winkler.
Yes, I do.
Yep. And he's a pretty famous actor. He was in a lot of different shows and stuff, too, so, and movies. Question 14. The gang from The Office works for the paper company Dunder Mifflin. In the show, members of The Office branch off to start their own paper company. What is the name of that company?
I'm using my context clues from, I'm giving credit to another podcast that they did The Office trivia.
Okay.
Billy Road Trip trivia.
They did, yeah.
And they had a question where it's, who's the guy who says false?
Oh, that is Dwight.
Dwight. Doesn't he have a charity race for rabies?
He does.
So I'm going to say Stand Up to Rabies Incorporated.
Oh, that's a great guess. I love it. I love you using your clues. That is wildly incorrect, but nonetheless, a great try. The answer is the Michael Scott Paper Company. So Michael Scott is the guy that is like the main character in The Office.
The boss.
And so when they walk away, he starts his own paper company called the Michael Scott Paper Company. Question number 15. What is the first and last name of Jerry's quirky neighbor who lives across the hall in Seinfeld?
Dennis? Danny DeVito. I don't know.
Danny DeVito. Not quite. Nope. No, not quite. Well, everybody knows that the answer to that question, that the guy that comes in and he always kind of like runs in and like kind of skips in and slides in, his name is Kramer. And he's got the wild hair. He has wild, like, stand-up hair.
Is that Jason Alexander?
No. It's the other, the tall, skinny guy on Seinfeld. Jason Alexander is, what's his name? I forget what his name is in the show. But Kramer comes in, and he's kind of wild and wacky. But Kramer is his last name. His first name is Cosmo.
What?
Cosmo what? Kramer. Cosmo. That's the answer we were Kramer. Looking for. Well, folks, I think
you should say you're sorry.
I owe the lad an apology. This was a rough episode. However, I don't have any regrets. I don't have regrets. I bet you there's a lot of older folks in the car at home who did so well on this episode. And you know what? Sometimes the trivia can be for us too. Right? This is where you say, "Yeah, Dad. Say it." Fine.
For a price, I will.
Well, hopefully, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating and a review over on whatever app you're listening on. Those reviews and comments help us to find other trivia listeners just like you. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Give us a DM. Let us know what kind of episodes you'd like to hear from us in the future. Don't know if I want to ask. Do you have any final thoughts on sitcom trivia?
Dumb questions. Dumb questions.
They're not dumb. They're just a little older than you. That's all.
By 40 years.
Well, folks, again, we just want to do a quick little plug. Next episode is going to be really cool, really special. We're super excited for it. So make sure you stick around and tune in to that one. Episode 100 coming your way. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't do this episode or any of these episodes without your support. So thank you so much. And until we see you again, see you later.
Alligators.